Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trends, Romans, Countrymen. Trend me your ears. That Trend is courtesy ears. Of Plague Year of the Ant. And I'm Jack. That's Miles. Mm-hmm. How's it going, Miles?
It goes, and it goes, it goes.
It's hump day. We're almost over the hump. I don't know why at the top of the trending episode I like to sound like a morning zoo DJ, but there's something about that.
That's your time to do that, you know what I mean?
Gets me energetically where I need to be. All right, let's tell these people what is trending. The before and after photo of Mike Schultz is trending. This is like a bodybuilder who got sick with coronavirus and then took another picture of like what he looks like now after coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it is wild. It's more dramatic than like any really before and after photo that I've ever seen.
He's actually kind of, he's like a viral nurse on Instagram. He's called the Bearded Nurse on Instagram. But oh, wow. Yeah, he's like, he's got the physique of a bodybuilder, actually a nurse. He was apparently working out like 6 to 7 days a week prior to getting COVID. And then lost like 26% of his body weight, like a quarter of his body weight. And it's, the contrast is stark. And I think, you know, he was showing that what it looks like is he was sedated essentially for 6 weeks on a ventilator and, or like what we're being intubated, what this all looks like, why it's not a game, like why this, yes, some people might get the flu. Some people might die. Some people might lose a, it's just an, Be safe, I think is the message that he was really trying to send out.
Yeah. It's dramatic. Like to the point he has like a tattoo that's like over his shoulder and bicep, and it just looks like a deflated balloon on the like post.
It looked like
picture.
You know, when you drive through a neighborhood and you're like, oh, there was a birthday party here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, cause there's always like a old sad Mylar balloon to a street sign. What his shoulder looks like.
Weirdly, I'd kill for his body in either of these pictures, but that's just me. He looks great.
That's just me. I mean, and I know you're looking at those low nipples because I know that's what you had your eye on. You're like, man, look how low those nipples are compared to my high nipples.
For people who haven't seen the picture, his nipples are way below his collarbone, which is something, as you know, I struggle with collarbone nipples. And He looks great. Parallel universe evidence is not what's trending. There are various things trending. I just put three words together because there's this, like, there's an Antarctic cosmic ray shower that is traveling away from Earth, which is not the direction cosmic rays go. And they've detected this, and there's no real physical explanation for it. One of the explanations that people are giving is that this could be evidence of a parallel universe. And
I want to go there.
Yeah.
Because they're probably looking at this shit like, oh, thank God we're in this one.
Oh, yeah, seriously, man. Yeah, I believe in parallel universes. I believe in the multiverse. I think the quantum realm where we start seeing impossible things happening, we're just seeing different branches of probability branching off at a very like microscopic level. Yeah, like when you look at very microscopic like quantum activity, what you're seeing that seems impossible to us is just evidence that there is a multiverse, that there are different branches of reality. I don't know if we'll ever be able to access any of them, but I do think that's how the world works. I think we're in the branch of reality, the George Washington's branch of reality, because he was invincible. Bullets couldn't hit him. So I think he like figured out the quantum machine gun thing. I don't know. This gets really complex, but I have a whole world built in my
I got a whole wall in my spare bedroom dedicated to this research.
Starts with a $1 bill and then there's red string just coming out of it.
Turn to the other side. Okay, now we see the eye. Now where does
now
that
we
go?
See the eye, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hagen Mills is trending. There's just been a bunch of really tragic deaths that actually aren't related to coronavirus as far as, you know, people know. Hagen Mills was an actor from Baskets, which is a show I love. Just looking at his picture, I don't actually recognize him. I haven't watched Baskets in a number of years, but that's a great show. He died of suicide after shooting the mother of his child, but the mother survived, thank God. Fred Willard passed. He was in his 80s, one of the never not funny, just always just the funniest dude in the room.
Yeah.
My favorite work of comedic genius of the past, you know, 5 years is I Think You Should Leave. And like, he has a great sketch in that where he's just like incredible. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I think just every funny person is like Fred Willard is the funniest.
Well, and even like for like younger comedians, like you still like, man, I love Fred Willard. Like, you just love Fred Willard. There's something timeless about him. Cause, and I think that's why it was great to see him on I Think You Should Leave. Cause like, there's still that acknowledgement of like, dude, even like younger people, like, I would love to have Fred Willard. And so I would love to work with Fred Willard. And then, yeah, even there's a former wrestler, Shad Gaspard, who tragically drowned like in Venice Beach. Just odd too, because now, like recently, when you see names, you're like, oh, this person, we've gotten so used to deaths related to the coronavirus. Now they're like all these other, you know, passings going on that have nothing to do with it. But yeah.
There's also an actor from Twilight who was found dead next to his girlfriend, and they had apparently done some bad drugs that killed them both in Las Vegas. There's just like all sorts of, it's weird. And then maybe most notably, Lynn Shelton. She directed a bunch of Little Fires Everywhere, and just a really great director who was dating Marc Maron at the time of her death. But she passed away. I don't think they've revealed the cause, but it was unexpected and tragic. So, yeah, shout out to them and all their loved ones and, you know, RIP. Matt Lauer is trending. So there's this Ronan Farrow, Ben Smith controversy going on where Ben Smith wrote an article that was very much like, maybe Ronan Farrow is sloppy in some of his reporting. But it was very like, to anybody who is not a, you know, journalism junkie, it's like the claims do not change anything about the reporting that Ronan Farrow did. Like, nobody, nothing that he said happened that we all think of when we think of Ronan Farrow's reporting, is changed. But Matt Lauer has used this opportunity to be like, yeah, that's right. Ben Smith is right. Ronan Farrow's reporting is shoddy. And it's just, you know, nobody is claiming that anything done in the Ben Smith piece exonerates Matt Lauer, except Matt Lauer. There's this great tweet from Alice Wetterland. So Mediaite tweeted, Matt Lauer, why Ronan Farrow is indeed too good to be true. Opinion. And then Alice Wetterland tweeted, ants, why putting away your food is actually bad. Well done, Alice Wetterland. Yeah. Matt Lauer can go fuck himself.
The idea, I mean, how quickly he forgets that everyone knows him as the man with the secret button to trap women in his office at his desk.
Was that shoddy reporting, Matt?
Yeah,
a lot of people source that one, bro.
Allow me to see your ticket, Mr. Lauer. Okay, 4E. Okay, sir, here's your seat. Please have a seat, sir, and sit the fuck down.
Oh, man. Just the worst. The worst of all timelines.
Take us to that parallel universe.
Yes, please.
Could you imagine, though? That's
cosmic,
like, a funny
rays.
That is like the beginning of a really dumb pilot where like these guys like discover a parallel universe, and because they're alive, they're like, I bet that one's way more chill. And they go to the fuck. It's like, oh, fucking way more wacky.
The
fucked
worst.
One. Like,
yeah, man. Or like, what if like there every day is opposite day, except for opposite day, which is regular day, dude. And everyone's like, what is this, regular day? Sorry, that's just...
Dude, where's my quark?
It's not the best in the biz for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, where's my quark? We should all retire after that.
Dude, yeah. Two stoner fucking physicists. Particle physicists.
Write that immediately.
I don't have time. I'm too busy. I'm too busy jogging. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Miles looks great on purpose. He didn't get sick to lose all that weight. He's jogging. He's doing it very healthfully. Yeah. And he's sick with it. His nipples are way below his collarbone.
Thank you.
That's amazing, man. Very
happy. All right, let's let the people go. Let's let the people have their day, huh?
Got to let the people. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a good day. Be kind to each other. Be good to yourselves. And stay inside. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Later.